This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. America's central bank has been raising its interest rates in small increments, but those ripples are reaching credit cards. CreditCards.com has a new calculation today. Card rates up about 1% a year over the past few years, now averaging 17%. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports.
The Federal Reserve has been hiking interest rates since 2015. That means banks have been paying more to borrow money. Lucia Dunn teaches economics at Ohio State.
So, of course, they're going to have to charge people more that they are giving the money to.
People like credit card borrowers. And Dunn says low-income cardholders are likely to be hit the hardest.
People who pay the highest rates are the people with the lowest credit scores. So the people who are considered riskier by banks.
According to the Fed, more than 40% of households had credit card debt in 2016, $5,700 on average. Ted Rossman is an analyst at creditcards.com.
I think it's really important for consumers to realize just how expensive credit card debt can be. I mean, something like 17%, you're talking several hundred dollars of interest per year.
And Rossman says rates are expected to keep rising. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.